Well, obviously three tonight for Mark Scheifele to end the drought. Is it a relief for the coach too that he was able to finally get going again?
Well, we're not talking about a player that wasn't contributing or wasn't all around it. I mean, he has been. And you know, one of the player like that, it's going to come, but you want it for him so that he can kind of settle back in. Glad that he got three. He's had a bunch of chances he hasn't converted on. So he had a really good look there down the right wing that he just missed on. So I'm glad he's earned it. He certainly played well for us.
Just like the game in Winnipeg, what did your power play do to have success?
We found the right timing to an aggressive kill. So they were far more aggressive in here than they were at home. But when a team's going to push like that, you got to get the right rhythm. So you're not throwing pucks away when you don't need to, but you're moving pucks very, very quickly. And I think early on, we got the pucks off the walls so that we could make those plays that held them a little bit in their pressure, and we were able to find some seams on it.
Mark's the guy that spends much time worrying about stretches when things are going in, or what sort of conversations do you tend to have?
No, we've had one only about it, and you know, he can detail just about every chance he gets in a game. He knows exactly what's happened offensively in his game, so he's telling me, right, hey, I'm getting lots of chances, there's lots of action there, and my line mates are scoring, so I'm good.
Connor hits 30 again. He
yep.
says on to 40. I mean, it seems like a given that he's going to pot at least 30 each year.
Well, we feel like that. I mean, this year is more, almost more of the ones he's missed. Almost start to. There was a backdoor pass that we just kind of assume he's going to score on, right? So we don't feel him, Kyle, to be very lucky this year. We're like, there's more there, and this guy's going to score an awful lot of goals.
Dylan gets his first game. I mean, I don't know what you.
Yeah, if you if, no, I mean, game, if you didn't really like that game, then we're not going to be able to agree on anything. You know, like that, his sticks so many times knock things down. His passes were on the tape. That was a pure kind of. I don't know if you can call it coach's porn, but when you're watching hockey video, you know that's pretty darn good. I probably should have used that line somewhere else, but it's still
no.
I'm just saying the coaches love those kind of games, right? They're not. It's not flashy, but his consistency with his stick, his reads, and then his passes. He fired the ones he needed to snap hard. He did the ones he could feather and touch in there. He did. That was a real complete kind of quiet game that the coaches will love.
Did you expect that from a guy?
That would be the way he's played. That's his MO, and. I don't know if I'm overselling it, but there's a real value in that, in being able to do that night after night. It's not necessarily going to be appreciated as much because the goals and assists don't necessarily come along with it. But for winning hockey games, getting a defenseman like that can be that kind of player for you every night, there's a big value in that. Unless you're his agent, there's no value in that at all. I'm sorry, I missed
his
that.
Penalty kill work specifically to you?
It would be right like the 5-on-5 game. He knows where the puck's going. He knows where his route is. The job that you've asked him to do, he picks up. You can tell when a guy sits through a systems video that's brand new and two or three times after the third clips, he's got it, right? He understands what he's supposed to do. He's got a nice high hockey IQ. He's a good player.
Paul, you said early in the year, and your players echoed this, that without 33 and now Adam being out for so long, you're going to have to be sort of tough by committee. I'm not sure how you felt about the first 40, but the last 20, and as you ramped up towards a playoffs push, have you felt that your team has done a better job of that?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So our energy level, kind of the emotion in our game has been raised, right? In the last, going into just before the break, we weren't winning, and I don't know that we were playing hard enough to expect to win, and then we've turned the corner. The difference is, you know, we lost an awful lot of size from our lineup. So we may have lost some of the intimidation factor, but that doesn't mean that you have to lose your team toughness at the same time. I mean, you may not be able to run teams out of the building, but you're certainly not going to get run out of any building. So our bite's fine. Like, they'll stand up for each other and play hard.
Well, on the goal against, is a switch required there, or just a number of things? Lines with an accidental pick.
I'm sorry, Ken. We won 5-1. I will not be speaking about goals. We'll do video tomorrow, non-media related, for you.
I just wanted you to help settle the debate. I just was
There are certain games that I will be happy to discuss about our failures. After 5-1, I am not.